City of Powell River councillors have approved rates and regulations bylaws for the North Harbour, and for the South and Westview harbours. At the December 15 City of Powell River Council meeting, councillors adopted the two bylaws that will feature rate increases for moorage contract holders in the North Harbour, and for those moored in the South and Westview harbours. There has also been an increase for transient boaters mooring in the harbours. Regarding the North Harbour, Councillor Trina Isakson said the matter had been discussed very thoroughly at previous meetings of council. It establishes the rates for the North Harbour moorage over the next 5 years and acknowledges the costs associated with maintaining the harbour and looking to the long-term reserves to support upgrades to the harbour, said Isakson. A lot of thought went into the financial planning and I support it as laid out here. Councillor Cindy Elliott said as part of the conversation for arriving at this bylaw, there was a lot of discussion about what is needed for changing how the city does things in the future in the harbours. I'm in favour of the bylaw with the understanding that we are going to move forward creating a committee of some kind to look at how we do these types of things in the future more inclusively with our folks who use the harbours, said Elliott. Councillor Rob Southcott said he supported the recommendation. I appreciate the hard work and flexibility of our chief financial officer and I appreciate the amazing amount of interest, input and conversation with people coming here to our chambers to offer their views, said Southcott. I appreciate their openness to see changes in the long process for this particular bylaw. I feel really good about the outcome and I think it is fair and reasonable. It serves our purposes, both for the harbor and for our community. Councillor Jim Palm that communication went a long way regarding the harbour rates bylaw and it will be followed up with a committee formed to discuss harbour matters. I'm very happy to be receiving input from our harbour users and I think we can put it to good use and do a better job on the harbour front, said Palm. This has been long overdue and I'm looking forward to having members of the public weigh in on this subject. Council carried the motion for the harbour rates and regulations bylaw for the North Harbour. Boat owners moored there will see annual increases starting in 2023 of 7% for the first 3 years and 5% in the final two of the five-year rate structure. Council then reviewed final adoption for the South and Westview Harbour rates and regulations bylaw. Elliott said the South and Westview harbours are different than the North Harbour, but similar to the North Harbour, it's going to be looked at by the committee as well. We are happy to put these rates forward and look at how we might adjust them in the future through the committee, said Elliott. Southcott said he was pleased with the adjustment to the pleasure and commercial non-fishing vessel transient rate, which will start at $1.35 per foot per day in January 2023 and increase to $1.70 per foot per day in 2027. It's really fair at $1.35, said Southcott. It's competitive with other harbors in this end of the Salish Sea. I'm really glad to see it up 25% from what it originally was because I think we were basically giving away the value of our fair community here. I'm sure people will still flock to Powell River because we are such an attractive community for that transient population of boaters on their way to beautiful points north. I'm glad there has been promotion of our harbor, so I'm glad to see this rate. I will help with our revenues in supporting that great operation. The committee voted in favor of the South and Westview harbor rates and regulations bylaw. In question period, staff were asked by the Peak about the formation of the harbor committee. Interim Chief Administrative Officer Chris Jackson said staff has received direction and will be presenting draft terms of reference and a report back to council, hopefully in January.